All right, welcome to this week's edition of A Few Good Minutes. And as you can see, this week the Jaguars sack leader, Dante Fowler Jr., joins us. And before we dive into the three topics, sack leader, that's why they brought you here. Mm-hmm. You must feel good getting your first two sacks.
Yeah, it was a really true blessing to be able to, you know, get sacks on the NFL level, and especially on a high, elite, talented quarterback out of Phillip. So, and a great offensive lineman with Keen Dunlap and, you know, their offensive line. So, you know, it just gave me some confidence, honestly.
All right, so let's start with our first topic, and it's pressure. You bring the pressure, and do you feel any pressure? Because people look at you and they expect sacks.
Yeah, I mean, I would expect sacks too, but I don't feel the pressure because, you know, I know what I can do and I know what my perfection is. And honestly, number two, the first two games, it's a long season. And, you know, the first game, we really didn't get there, but we had a plan on Rodgers. And, you know, last week, Phillip Rivers, he doesn't move like that. So coaches let us rush and get at him a little bit more, which caused, you know, us to, you know, get pressure and things like that. So, you know, it's just like I was taking time with me. I just want, you know, the fans and things like that just to, you know, be with me and, you know, support me and things like that. And at the end of the day, I won't let you guys down.
You know, you should be talking about getting ready for your 19th game. Instead, you're getting ready for your third game. Did anything surprise you about the speed of the game, about the aggressiveness of the game? Was there anything about it physically that you thought, wow, this is more than I thought?
Not more than I thought. One of the things physically I could just say, you know, these are grown men, so the guys are huge, and, you know, some guys convert from basketball to football players, so, you know, you're going against a big 6'7", 6'8", offensive lineman that's 330, but, you know, honestly, just got to get in the weight room a little bit more, and once I take care of those things, I'll be ready.
All right, our second topic is money. You have such a youthful enthusiasm. But this is a game played by men for money.
Yes, sir.
How does the money change the game?
I don't think the money changes the game. If the money does change the game, I think it brings excitement to the game because of the money and, you know, the things that we do as players, you know, to earn that money. So I think it's really cool, you know, to see like a guy like Allen Hurns that didn't get drafted and worked his butt off and, you know, had three really good seasons or two really good seasons and, you know, he got what he earned. So, you know, especially with the TV deal, you know, the NFL and things like that. I just think that the NFL and the brand is just, you know, just blowing up and, you know, it's going to expand and take over, which it already has. But I just feel like all those aspects, you know, are fun in it. And, you know, honestly, it keeps the players working hard. You know, some guys are fighting for contracts, so, you know, they're going to work hard and do whatever they have to do to get it. So, I mean, it's pretty cool.
It keeps you sharp all week long.
Yeah.
That edge.
Yes, sir.
Because, right, the money is nice, but there's always another contract that you're playing for.
Exactly.
Every play is a play that's on tape that you can't get away from.
Yeah.
All right, so finally, our topic to end it is media. Especially in an era of social media. As a player, how do you balance that? Because all the young players have got their phone out all the time. They're sending photos and tweets and all kinds of stuff. How do you balance either saying the right thing or getting off of it occasionally?
Yeah.
It just seems like everyone wants to know so much about you.
Exactly. Sometimes you just have to be careful with it. Me, personally, sometimes I, you know, tend to get away from, oh, I'm, you know, this guy, and I feel like I'm just like everybody else, so I feel like I can tweet this, tweet that, but, you know, if a fan says something to me, I want to go back at him, but I can't. So, you know, you just have to be smart, and honestly, I turned off all my notifications so I don't have to see things like that, and honestly, like, when stuff pop up, it's like a surprise, like, oh, this happened, that happened. So, you know, you really try to, especially during the season, stay away from all of that and not try to listen to the outsiders because you can get kind of, you know, sucked up into it, and I don't want to do that.
Do you take the time when a fan comes up to you at, you know, at Publix or out in the parking lot to engage with them personally? We get into a digital world and we interact on screens, but not as people.
Yeah.
And you clearly have the personality to love on people.
Yeah, I'm pretty, you know, engaging person. I'm shy, but until you meet me, you know that I'm probably one of the coolest people on the planet. But, you know, when guys come up to me outside, you know, of course I'm engaging too. I don't like feeling like I'm above, you know, people and things like that. You know, I'm a role model in some people's eyes, and I am, you know, a professional football player. But at the end of the day, I'm just like them. I came from a hard background, and, you know, I'm a humbling background, and, you know, growing up and being able to be in the spotlight and this opportunity, I won't take advantage of it and, you know, people. you.
Set the right example for your son.
Yes, sir.
Dante Fowler Jr. Thanks for joining us on A Few Good Minutes.
Thank you so much.
And we'll see you next week.